And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Big John Gets Company. Again. Mayor Plumfront, Yuki Butcha, and Sparky certainly have been solicitous since I broke my ankle. I've been spending these few days in bed. Doctor's orders, you know. The mayor comes to see me every day, and Yuki, and Sparky is constantly underfoot, it seems. Trying to be helpful, I realize that, but sometimes I wish they'd just let me have a little peace and quiet. I particularly enjoy that, and I have been very tired. As today's episode begins, I'm in bed, listening to the radio, and Sparky is with me.
Well, Big John, let's see. What do we have to do today?
Do we always have to be doing something?
Well, sure. If we weren't always doing something, time would drag on so long you'd think you're never going to get well.
Sparky, all that's the matter with me is I've got a broken ankle. This cast is going to be on my ankle only 6 weeks, and I've already had it on 1 week, and that means that there's only 5 more weeks to go.
Yeah, and this 1 week that's gone by has gone by extra fast because we've always had things to do to make the time pass quickly.
Well, I have to admit one thing, Sparky. With you around, there's never a dull moment. I do hope, however, that by now you've gotten over the idea of giving me a bath.
Yeah. Yeah, but you finally gave yourself a bath yesterday. But you know, I still don't understand why you don't shave. Hey, that's what we'll do. That's what we'll do. I'll give you a shave.
What? You're kidding. You're not going to give me a shave, buddy boy. No, sir.
Well, why don't you want to shave?
Well, I'll tell you. I've decided that since I'm not going to be going anywhere for 6 weeks, I'm going to grow a beard and a mustache. I've always wondered what I'd look like with a beard and a mustache, and this is just going to be a golden opportunity to find out.
Boy, how long do you think your beard will grow?
Well, I don't know. In fact, I haven't even decided what kind of a beard I want. I may turn the radio off there, will you? Thanks. I may cultivate a full, long beard like Santa Claus, and then again, I may grow a smaller one, something like General Grant or Abraham Lincoln, or I might have one like General Robert E. Lee or Stonewall Jackson. I could even grow a Van Dyke, one of those, you know, those short, pointed beards. Oh, they're all different kinds of beards that I could grow. I just haven't thought
about
all
the things.
Well, anyway, there's a doorbell. Will you go downstairs and see who it is, Sparky?
Yeah, okay, Big John. Okay.
All right. Yeah, I think I'd look real good in a beard. Well, my friends and neighbors won't get to see me other than the mayor and Yuki and Sparky. And so if it doesn't work out, I can just shave it off. Won't have to be embarrassed, by the way. It might happen.
Hey, John?
Yeah?
Hey, John?
Yeah?
Hey, you've got company.
Company? I wonder who it is. Oh, maybe it's Rosalie McClanahan from Doubt Radio Station. I'll bet it is. Hey, look how I look. Now, where's my comb? I wonder if that soup I spilled on my pajamas the other day still shows. Oh, I should have changed these pajamas. And why didn't I shave of all the times to grow a beard? Where's my razor? No, I don't have time to shave. Where's my comb? Where's my comb? I need a mirror, too. Only I'm a mess. Why didn't I shave? Where did I ever get that silly idea about...
Here's your company, Big John.
Well, fine. Just show her right in, Sparky. Just bring her right in. Yeah, you'll have to excuse my appearance, Miss McClanahan, but you see, I wasn't expecting... Oh, it's only your dog, Bunny. Oh, boy.
What's the matter, Big John? Aren't you glad to see him?
Well, no, sure. I'm glad to see you, Bunny. Go on. I didn't mean to act like I didn't want to see him. It's just that I thought that,
Big John, Bunny likes you. He's glad to see you.
Well...
He's just wondering why you spend so much time in bed and why you don't play with him anymore.
Yeah. Sure, I understand that. Of course, I'm glad to see him. It's just that you scared the daylights out of me when you ran up the stairs like that, yelling that I had company. It's just that I thought... Well, to tell the truth, I was kind of hoping that... I thought Rosalie McClanahan, that pretty girl that works down at the radio station, was coming by to pay me a little visit, if you want to know the truth.
Oh, boy. Why would she want to come here?
Well, after all, she did sign her name to that card that was on the basket of fruit that all the people down at the radio station sent me. You know that.
Well, that doesn't mean that she'll come out here to visit you.
Well, I guess not. By the way, who was that rang the doorbell? I know that wasn't your dog, Bunny.
Well, in a way it was, Big John.
What do you mean, in the way it was?
Well, when I opened the front door, there was Bunny sitting up on the step real close to the door, and nobody else was out there. I thought sure it was Bunny who rang the doorbell.
Well, now you know as well as I do that Bunny can't reach up and press the doorbell.
Yeah, I know that. It was Howard Boskin, next door, who rang the doorbell. He was outside in his front yard cutting the grass, and he said Bunny had been sitting on the front porch barking to get in for about an hour.
Yeah.
So Howard came over and rang the doorbell so we could now let Bunny in.
Yeah, I see. And old Howard, the joker that he is, he walked away so you'd think that it was Bunny who rang the doorbell, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that Howard. Anything for a laugh. See, I wonder if I could interest him in growing a beard and a mustache.
Yeah, I bet he would. Oh, boy, he'll try anything for a laugh.
You know, I think I'll invite him over for a little game of chess one night this week, and then I can ask him if he'd like to grow a beard and mustache, too. There are two of us. I might keep it up. Wouldn't feel so bad walking on the street with somebody else in the neighborhood who's doing the same thing. I don't know what I'd have the nerve.
Hey, maybe you two would look like Trade and Mark.
Trade and Mark? Who in the world are they?
You know, those two brothers with the beards who have their pictures on that box of cough drops.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Maybe we would.
Well, hey, John, I figured out what we're going to do today.
What?
Now, let me see. Where do you keep them?
Well, I don't know. What are you talking about? What do you have in mind for us to do? What are you looking for?
The bed sheets. It's time to change the sheets on your bed.
Oh. Well, that's a good idea. Well, the sheets are in the linen closet in the bathroom. While you're at it, you might bring some fresh pillowcases, too.
Okay. Hey, maybe we'll change your pajamas, too.
Yeah, it's about time. These soup stains have been on the front of my pajama shirt for 4 days now. I should say a fresh pair of pajamas. That and clean sheets on the bed will certainly feel good.
Okay, here are the sheets, Big John.
Okay.
Now, we'll change the sheets just like they do in the hospital, without you even getting out of bed.
Well, how come you know so much about how they change sheets in the hospital?
Well, Rabbi S. McKeister was in the hospital when he had his appendix taken out, and I was there one day visiting him, and they changed the sheets on his bed.
I see. Well, what is it you want me to do?
Well, I'll show you everything you have to do. See, you just roll over to the other side of the bed there, whilst I get the sheet out from under the mattress on this side of the bed, see?
Uh-huh.
There we go. Okay. Now, let's see. I've got the sheet out from under the mattress over here. Now, let's see. How do I, Oh, yeah. I guess I just have to give it a yank and pull it out from under you, Big John. Like this.
Oh, Sparky, don't yank like that. Oh, now, look what you've done. You ripped the sheet right down the middle.
Ooh. Boy, that didn't happen that way when the nurse in the hospital changed the sheet on Rabbit Ear's bed.
Yeah, well, I don't suppose she yanked it like that. I mean, you know, you just yanked it.
Oh, well, we needed rags for house cleaning anyway.
Oh.
This sheet will make a lot of good rags for that. And for washing windows, too.
Yeah, but it's a brand new sheet. Now, look, before we do anything else, let's change my pajamas. Here, help me get the top off. It's a little hard to do sitting here in bed with this cast on my leg.
Okay, I'll give you a hand.
All right.
Here, hold your arm back a little.
Don't put it up on your head. Just hold it straight out. I know what I'm doing.
Here, just hold your arm back a little bit while I pull it off.
All right. Oh, Spot. Oh, look what you've done. You ripped my pajamas right down the side. Look at this. Be more careful. The arm is practically torn.
Well, you need a new pair of pajamas anyway, Big John. That's why these tore so easily, because they're real old.
Oh. I never should have started this.
Well, we'll have to finish it now. I mean, the sheet is torn down the middle, and there are soup stains all over it. But listen, those pajamas are practically torn off, and, oh, you're a mess. You got soup all over your pajamas anyway.
Well, anyway, listen, there's the doorbell ringing. Answer it, Sparky. That sounds like the way Mayor Plumfront usually rings the bell. Go ahead and let him in,
okay.
Will you?
The mayor can help us change the sheets on the bed and get some new pajamas on you, okay?
Yeah, well, I'm glad he's here because we can use some help. Great day in the morning. Look at this room. Look at this bed. Look at me. Boy, if I don't look like the world's worst tramp. I don't know why I let Sparky start these things. It's a good thing Mrs. Toothill next door offered to wash and iron my other pajamas or I wouldn't even have a change. Well, we're going to have to do something about the housekeeping situation around here. Maybe I could ask the mayor if his housekeeper, Mrs. Grimes, could come over maybe one or 2 days a week and clean up around here. That's...
Hey, John!
I need a little help.
Hey, John! You got company!
Listen, that boy, company. He calls the mayor company. I know, company.
show the old can of lard in here. Come on in, you old flea-bitten hound dog. Come on over here and see how the world's dirtiest tramp lives.
Well, here's your company, Big John.
Yeah, come on in, you funny-looking... Yipes! Perky, why didn't you tell me?
Tell you what, Big John?
That it wasn't Mayor Plumfront. Miss McClanahan. Oh, you'll have to excuse my appearance. You'll have to excuse the appearance of this room. But I Oh, me. If this isn't a mess. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, I can tell by the way Big John's looking at me that he's plenty angry. Well, it wasn't my fault that the lady from the radio station decided to come out and visit him today. Anyway, nobody invited her. I don't know why Big John's so excited about her coming here to see him. Just because she's real pretty doesn't mean she's somebody special. Anyway, she's an old lady. I bet she's 25. Boy, look at him now. He looks like he's sick. She's sitting over there talking to him. He just sits there smiling like an old cow looking up into her eyes. Oh, me, don't tell me Big John's going to fall in love. Oh, if it isn't always something. It's disgusting, that's what it is. Just plain every day out and out disgusting.